今天要继续跟上个礼拜跟大家一起来学习的题目以利亚。
Today we'd like to continue the study on Elijah that we had last week.
今天进入第三个子题。
Today we will cover the third series, third topic in the series.
第一个以利亚的属灵侍奉。
The first topic we covered was Elijah's personal spiritual revival.
第二个以利亚的时代使命。
Second was Elijah's mission during his generation.
第三个以利亚的侍奉危机。
And thirdly was the crisis in Elijah's servitude.
我们先来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第一章第九节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9.
因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节。
Verse 10.
等候他的儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活，那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
Verse 9, for they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come.
在这一节圣经里面，保罗提到帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，信了耶稣以后，生活有个很大的改变。
Here Paul mentions that the believers in Thessalonians had a great change in their faith after they came to Christ.
那这个改变就是服侍又真又活的神。
How they turn from idols to serve the true and living God.
那为什么要服侍又真又活的神？
Why should they serve the true and living God?
第四节。
Verse 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
就是因为我们人生最后的目标是等候主耶稣的再来。
Because the final end of our life is to wait for Jesus coming.
当主耶稣再来。
When Lord Jesus comes once again.
我们为他所做的一切的工作，都不突然。
Everything that we have done for him will not be in vain.
都要从神得到赏赐。
Everything that we do shall be rewarded by him.
所以我们一生能够以服侍神做我们的目标，这是最好的生活方式。
And so today we can set the goal of our life is to serve him is the most meaningful goal in the life.
这是最有意义的生活方式。
This is the most meaningful goal that we can set.
那这里说我们服侍是又真又活的神。
Here it says that who we serve is a true and living God.
真就是它的价值不会消失。
When we say the word true, it means that his value will never diminish or perish.
如果我们一生所服侍的是神以外的东西，
If we today serve something other than God,
有时候还没有离世，我们就觉得那是虚空的。
Sometimes we'll find that it is empty after all.
但是如果我们服侍的是真神，
But if today whom we serve is the living God,
那神对我们的纪念是永远的。
Then the remembrance by God is eternal.
所以这是最有智慧的生活方式。
And so this is the most wise way of living.
那下面说他是又活的神。
And here it says that he is a living God.
在服侍神的过程中，我们会从神得到回应。
When we are serving a living God, we will receive responses from God.
那这个回应就是我们的体验。
And when we receive these responses, we experience him in our daily life.
所以一个真正在服侍神的生活有很多的体验。
And so a person who's truly serving God will often have many experiences in their daily life.
那如果倒过来看，我们信主很久都没有什么体验。
If on the other hand, we rarely receive any sort of experience with God.
很可能我们没有在服侍神。
It could be because we do not serve God at all.
我们只相信神，没有在服侍他。
Though we may believe in God, but we are not serving him.
服侍神一定会有体验。
Because those who really serve the true God will have experiences.
从旧约到新约。
From the Old Testament to now.
从古代到现在。
From the ancient times to the present time.
真的在服侍神，信仰都有很多的体验。
All those who have faithfully serve God have experienced God in their daily lives.
那信仰有体验，我们的信仰就很活泼。
And only when we experience these daily experiences with God will we have life and living faith.
所以这个服侍神非常的重要。
And so it is very important to serve God in our daily lives.
但是服侍神有它的危机。
But sometimes we'll encounter crisis in our servitude.
这个危机如果能够克服，我们可以服侍到我们离世。
If we can overcome these crises, we can continue to serve until the day we die.
那如果这个危机不能克服，
But if we're unable to deal with these crises,
我们的服侍就结束了。
Then our servitude will end.
这个服侍的结束有两个方法。
And there are two ways the servitude will end.
第一个是我们本身不想做。
And one will be when we decide to quit.
第二个是神不要我们做。
And second way will be when God forsakes our servitude.
那这两个方法都是可以克服的。
And both of these can be accommodated.
那我们现在来看以利亚的危机是什么。
And let's look at the crisis in Elijah's servitude.
先看列王记上十八章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上的十八章。
1 Kings chapter 18.
十九章
，Chapter 19，
第三节跟第四节
，Verse 3 and verse 4. First Kings 19:3-4. And when he saw that, he rose and ran for his life, and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat under a broom tree, and he prayed that he might die, and said, "It is enough now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's."
这个第三节啊，说以利亚就逃命了。
Here it says that verse 3, that Elijah fled for his life.
一个大有能力的先知，现在用逃的跑掉了。
How is it that such a strong prophet of God will be fleeing for his life?
然后到第四节。
Verse 4.
他来到一棵罗藤树下，就在那里求死。
He even came under a broom tree to plead for death.
一个不怕死的先知现在求死。
A prophet that was not afraid to die is now asking for death.
当然，这是他侍奉的危机啊。
So we know he has encountered a crisis in his servitude.
他不敢在侍奉的路上再走下去。
He was afraid to continue in this road to serve God.
如果这个危机没有克服，以利亚的侍奉就结束了。
And so if he is unable to deal with this crisis,His servitude will end here.
好，那我们先来看这个危机是什么。
And let's study this crisis.
我们如果从十八章念到十九章，以利亚侍奉的危机双重的。
If we look at chapter 18 to 19, we can see that there is two crises in his servitude.
第一个危机是外在的困难。
The first layer is from the persecution on the outside.
我们看十九章第一节跟第二节。
Let's look at First Kings chapter 19, verse 1 and 2.And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, also how he executed all the prophets with a sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more so, if I do not make you life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time.
为什么以利亚想要逃走?
And so why would Elijah want to flee?
因为亚哈王告诉他太太，我们拜的那个假先知啊，都被杀掉了。
Because Ahab reported to his wife, all the prophets that we have,Serving Baal has been killed by Elijah.
那这个耶洗别就很生气啊。
And so Jezebel was extremely furious.
就派遣人去告诉以利亚。
And so Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah.
他主要是讲我要把你杀掉。
And so her point was that she threatens his life.
这就是他的危机啊。
And this was his crisis.
为什么会有外在的危机?
Why do we face external crisis sometimes?
如果我们看深一点。
And sometimes, if we look deeper,
拜偶像，这是神，这是魔鬼的工作。
We know that worshiping idols is the work of Satan.
然后把人从拜偶像带回来拜神，这是神的工作。
And to bring someone from the power of darkness into a power of light is the work of God.
当神的工作有成就。
And when there is work that has been achieved in the kingdom of God,
魔鬼绝对不甘心了。
Then the evil one will be very displeased.
所以魔鬼就想各种办法要阻挡。神的工作完成。
He will use every means possible to destroy the work of God.
所以我们在《使徒行传》第二章看到圣工非常的发展。
And so when we see Acts chapter 1 and 2, there was prosperity in the work of God.
到了第四章以后，逼迫就来到。
But then after chapter 3 and chapter 4, we see persecution started.
这个就是魔鬼的工作。
And this is the work of the evil one.
保罗虽然做很多的工作。
Even though Paul has achieved many things in the kingdom of God.
但是到他侍奉的后期，他也遇到很多的困难。
But toward the end of his ministry, he also encountered many crises.
就是在教会里面有一些假弟兄对他的攻击。
There was many false prophets in the church who was attacking his ministry.
哦，使他看能不能使他灰心气馁，就不想要服侍神。
They wanted to destroy and tear down his faith.
哦，所以我们今天服侍神一定要有一个准备，一定会有困难。
And so today, when we are serving God, we must be prepared to meet the worst.
因为服侍神其实就是在灵里面在打战。
Because when you're serving God, it is a spiritual battle.
哦，那魔鬼一定会报复。
And so the evil one will certainly try to destroy our work.
但是魔鬼看不见，有时候他是借着战。
And so the invisible forces of darkness is something we cannot see, so they will use everyday, the people around us.
哦，所以有时候我们在侍奉神当中，有很多的事情在外面发生，让我们气馁，让我们灰心，让我们不想要服侍神，我们就非常的警醒。
Sometimes the things around us will make us discouraged, angry, and upset, and so we need to be aware of what is happening around us.
哦，这个就是因为我们做的事情非常有价值，所以魔鬼才会阻挡。
It is because the things that we are doing is valuable in the sight of God, and that is why we have these hindrances.
所以以利亚遇到一个外在的危机，就是耶洗别要杀他。
So Elijah met this exterior crisis, and that is the death threat by Jezebel.
但是如果我们看十八章啊，以利亚根本就不怕亚哈王。
But why would he be like this? Because in chapter 18, he was not afraid of King Ahab.
所以十六节，以利亚就去见亚哈王。
So he even went to meet Ahab in verse 16 in chapter 18.
那为什么以利亚不怕亚哈王？
Why is it that Elijah was not fearful of King Ahab?
在十七章里面。
Because in chapter 17,
以利亚在基利西旁建立了他跟神的关系。
Elijah had already built up his strong faith from living at the brook Cherith.
难道以利亚在寡妇的家，他体会到神的同在？
Then in a widow of Zarephath's house, he experienced the abidance of God's power.
神是能够叫没有变成有的神。
A God who is able to create something from nothing.
所以那个寡妇一点点面，一点点油用不完。
And so that widow's little oil and little flour never diminished.
这个不是人做得出来的。
This is not something that humans can create.
从没有变成有。
From nothing into something.
已经最后一团面做完就死了。
She was ready to prepare the last cake and die from starvation.
最后一团这个面做完，这个面竟然用不完，这个就是神的同在。
This final cake of flour and oil never stopped. This is only from the mighty power of God.
那从十七节开始。
And so from verse 17.
以利亚体会到神是叫死人复活的神。
Elijah also experienced that God is the God of over life. He is able to resurrect the dead.
就是不可能变成可能。
He is able to make what is impossible possible.
那罗马书啊，圣经说这个就是亚伯兰所拜的神。
And Romans proclaims that this is the God whom Abraham worships.
是没有变成有，叫死人复活的神。
From something, from nothing into something, and from someone who is dead into someone who is alive.
那这个神就是今天我们所拜的神。
And this God who is able to raise the dead is the one we worship today.
所以当以利亚体验到这个神跟他同在。
And so today, when Elijah experienced the abidance of God,
他根本就不怕亚哈王。
He was not afraid of Ahab.
有神同在，还怕谁？
If God is with him, whom should he be afraid of?
所以他见亚哈王。
And so he went to meet King Ahab.
他也真的得胜，把四百二十个先知都杀掉了。
And he had victory over those 450 prophets whom he executed.
但是现在关键就是有一个危机在里面。
But now the crisis comes.
我们看这个第十八章的46节。
Chapter 18, verse 46.
列王记上十八章四十六节。
First Kings chapter 18, verse 46.Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to entrance of Jezreel.
我们现在看，以利亚真的做了大的工作。
We know that Elijah accomplished a great task for God.
在28节
In verse 28,
以利亚一祷告，天就降火下来。
We see that as soon as he prayed, fire came down from heaven.
但是其他的假先知从早上祷告到晚上，什么都没有发生。
But the other false prophets prayed from morning till night, and nothing happened.
你想想看，当其他的人做的工作什么都没有发生，当我们做的工作竟然天上降火下来，那有什么感觉？
So imagine if you were Elijah and what you do, other people do, they cannot do, but what you pray, God answered. How would you feel?
Oh, 那是一个很大的成就感。
And so you might feel very satisfied.
好，那接下去啊，三年半不下雨，以利亚跪下去祷告就下雨。
And then later on, when it has not rained for 3.5 years, as soon as Elijah prayed, rain came down on earth.
这个祷告大有功效。
So his prayers were very powerful.
那当以利亚成就了这些工作，
And when Elijah was able to be so effective in his ministry,
他跑到哪里去？
Where did he run to?
他跑到耶斯列的城门。
He ran to the gates of Jezreel.
那我们如果从旧约圣经查考，
If we study,From the Old Testament,
城门是什么地方？
What does it mean to be at the gate?
城门是当时众长老所聚集的地方。
The gate is where the elders gather of the city.
是很多人聚集的地方。
It is a place where the leaders gathered.
那以利亚成就大的工作，怎么会跑到城门去呢？
And why would Elijah run to the gate when he has just accomplished such great task?
如果我们看巴黎有一个凯旋门。
We know that in Paris there is a
凯旋门，那这个怎么翻？到巴黎有很出名的凯旋门。
There is a famous monument in Paris.
就是当他们打胜仗的时候，回到巴黎，大家群众围绕在那里欢迎。
And so it is a monument commemorating the celebration and victory that the Parisians had in their war.
有一次巴西的足球队得到世界杯的冠军。
And one time the soccer team of Paris.France,
他们回国的时候，整个巴西的街道挤满人群在喝彩他们。
I'm sorry, in Brazil, not Paris. In Brazil, when they won the World Cup for soccer, they gathered in that monument to celebrate their victory.
所以在这个人间的世界如果有哪一个人成就比别人突出。
And so today in this world, if someone has greater accomplishments than others,
那人的弱点常常是要在群众中来寻求人的肯定跟赞美。
And so many people will seek glory and praise for their accomplishments.
所以很自然，从人性看起来，以利亚跑到以色列的城门是有原因的。
And so naturally, that is why Elijah ran to the gates of Jezreel.
那是人肯定，那是人赞美的地方。
It is a place for people to laud and honor him.
但是就在这个地方，他失去了他的力量。
It is at this point that he lost his power from God.
所以亚哈王的太太说要杀他，他就跑掉了。
And so as soon as he was threatened by Jezebel, he ran for his life.
我们在神的工作上。
And so today when we're serving God,
有时候我们成就什么，这个不是我们的，这是神。
We need to recognize that when we make accomplishments, it is not our personal accomplishment, but the accomplishment of God's work.
保罗撒种。
Paul planted the seeds.
亚波罗浇灌。
Apollos watered.
但是神叫他长大。
But it is God who makes them grow.
所以我们的工作会有果效。
So when our work is fruitful,
是神叫他长大。
It is God who makes it grow.
保罗撒种，这是人的本分。
When Paul plants the seeds, it is our work, our ministry.
亚波罗浇灌，这是人的本分。
And when Apollos watered, this is also our part in the labor of God.
但是如果神叫他长大，把他归功，是因为保罗撒种，是因为亚波罗浇灌，这个就不对。
But if today we say God makes it grow because Apollos or Paul was faithful in carrying out their work, then that is incorrect.
所以有一天，如果神不叫他长大，保罗再撒种，亚波罗再浇灌，也不会有果效。
Because no matter how faithful they are in doing their sowing or watering work, unless God makes it grow, nothing will happen.
因此当我们的工作有果效，
And so when we have fruitful works in our labor,
我们只能够归功给神。
We can only praise, give all glory to God.
所以在心灵的最深处，人的意念非常重要。
It is very important what is our thoughts and motivation in the deepest part of our hearts.
当我们工作做完,
After we have accomplished some work,
我们是不是从心里面真的承认我是一个无用的仆人？
Do we truly say to God that we are nothing but unworthy servants doing our job?
我所做的，这是我的本分。
Whatever we do is only our duty.
但是工作的完成，这是神的恩典，这是神的能力成就的。
But the completion of the work can only be attributed to God's might and power.
当工作越大，这一种自我否定、谦卑的心越难。
The greater the work that has been accomplished, the harder it is to deny ourselves and give all glory to God.
所以有时候我们在看世界上越有成就的人，他的自我越强。
So today, when we see the famous people of the world, the more famous or accomplished they are, the prouder they become.
为什么？
Why?
因为这些成就肯定他的能力跟他的价值。
Because these accolades confirm their ego and their value in a human life.
但是在神面前。做越多工作的人常常是越谦卑。
But a servant of God is different. The more they do work in God's eyes, the more humble they should be.
所以我们看摩西做多少的工作。
So when we see Moses accomplish many work for God.
但是圣经说摩西比众人更谦卑。
But the Bible described Moses as being the meekest person of the world.
所以神可以用他用到他离世为止。
And that is why God is able to use Moses all the way until he died.
就是他心里的最深度对自己的自我否定归荣耀给神。
Because in the depth of his heart, he has denied himself totally.
所以人侍奉有一个内在的危机。
And so when we serve God, we have an inner crisis to face.
就是工作做成以后，那个自我如果跑出来，这个就完了。
That after we accomplish some work for God, and we come out and to have some ego, we have a crisis.
所以以利亚的侍奉有外在的危机，也有内在的危机。
So Elijah faced an outer and inner crisis.
那神怎么样来面对以利亚的危机
？So how did God deal with Elijah's crisis？
我们先来看十九章。
Let's look at chapter 19 of 1 Kings.
列王记上十九章。
First Kings chapter 19.
第五节。
Verse 5.
还有到第。
To verse 8. Then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, Arise and eat. Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. Verse 7. And an angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. Verse 8. So he arose and ate and drank. He went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God.
一个躺在罗藤下树下求死的以利亚，竟然能够走四十昼夜啊，到神的山。
How is it that a person who is as weak as Elijah, who is pleading for death, lying under the broom tree, could eventually run for 40 days and nights on no food?
所以这两次的吃喝给他得到力量。
It was because of these two times that God fed him through the angels.
他吃什么？喝什么
？What did he eat and what did he drink?
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
说他的头旁有一瓶水，炭火烧的饼。
There was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water.
然后第二次神给他吃相同的饼，喝相同的水。
Second time, there was again another cake and another jar of water.
那个烤过的饼就是神的话。
That cake who has been baked on coals is the word of God.
圣经说神的话是两刃的利剑。
The Bible states that the word of God is a double-edged sword.
神的话也是一面的镜子。
God's word is also a mirror to reflect us.
一个人在侍奉当中很软弱的时候，第一个要面对神的话。
So when we are very weak in our servitude, we need to first look at the word of God.
用神的话当一面镜子来照我们内心的最深处，到底我有地方哪个地方不对。
We need to use the word of God to reflect deep into our heart to see where our intentions have gone wrong.
到底我有哪个地方神需要我调整？
Where do we need to make proper corrections?
只有神的话能够砸到我们内心的最深处。
Only the word of God can pierce within the depths of our soul.
把内心最深处的动机把它显露出来。
To bring out into light the ugliness within.
所以一个人要服侍神，不能够没有自我反省的能力。
So a person who serves God must always be examining themselves.
那这个自我反省的能力，就是神的话进到我们内心所显露的那个我。
The ability is to use the word of God to pierce into our hearts so we know where we have gone wrong.
有时候我们很想知道神怎么看你。
A lot of times we like to see how God views us.
所以有的人就说，你帮我祷告，看有没有看到什么异象。
And so some people may say, hey, why don't you pray for me to see what visions or message received from God?
因此有很多人很注重异象。
And so many people are very interested in visions from God.
其实我们在神的话的面前所看到的我，就是神看到的我。
But when we study the scriptures and we read it, we understand how God views us.
当我们被圣灵充满，
when we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们在神的话面前来反省自己，
when we stand in the presence of the Word of God to examine ourselves,
我所看到的我就是神看到的我。
What we see there is what God sees of us.
这是很清楚的。
This is very clear.
这个意念是很清楚的。
This thought is very clear.
所以给他吃那一块的饼，
and so after he received this cake on coals,
就是神的话。
It is the word of God.
那再来就是喝那一瓶的水。
Then he drank that jar of water.
那个水就是活水，圣灵。
That water is the living water of the Holy Spirit.
所以当一个人遇到侍奉的软弱的时候，他需要有一段安静的时间。
And so when a person becomes weak in his servitude, he needs a time to retreat.
当我们很软弱的时候，不是到处跑。
When we are very weak, we do not continue to run.
我们需要花一段时间在神面前祷告，读圣的话。
We need to quiet down and to be still in the presence of the Word of God.
那这里说有两次的吃喝，他就得到力量。
Here states that there are two times when he ate of the cake and water.
是重复的读神的话，重复的祷告。
This is a repetition, continually to read the Word of God and to pray.
这是神对他侍奉的危机第一个给他的方法。
And so this is the first method that God has given to Elijah that we can learn from.
但是这个方法，他到了何烈山之后，神就进入第二个方法。
After Elijah reached Mount Horeb, then God gave him a second method for his spiritual revival.
我们先来看列王记上的19章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 19.
11节。
Verse 11.
跟12节。
Verse 12. Then he said, Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord.And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks into pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. Verse 12, and after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in a fire. And after the fire, a still small voice.
这个十一节，神叫以利亚说，你要出来站在山上，然后下面一句话说，在我面前。
Here in verse 11, God commanded Elijah to come out of the mountain, stand there in the presence of the Lord.
出来，然后在我面前。
It says, come out, stand in my presence.
然后这里写下去说，那时神从那里经过。
And here it records that then God passed by.
所以在神面前就要看神经过发生了什么事情。
So when you stand in the presence of God, is to watch the work of God.
结果神经过有两个比喻，第一个像大风大作。
And how did God pass by? There's two parables here. The first one was the wind tearing through the rocks.
那冰山脆时，神却不在其中。
But when the rock broke into pieces, God was not there.
这个代表什么？
What does this mean to us?
神一经过，那个能力是山都崩脆下来。
When God passes through,God is so strong that even then the mountains broke into pieces.
但是神不是那个风本身。
But then, God is not that wind itself.
他所看到这个是神经过的现象，但是神比这个现象更有能力。
These are the evidence that God has passed by, but the wind itself is not God.
然后第十二节。
In verse 12.
地震后却有火，神也不在火中。
After the earthquake was fire, but the Lord was not in the fire.
所以神比火还大。
And so God is even greater than the fire and earthquake.
有时候我们看火可以把一个山头烧掉。
We can see that sometimes a fire can consume a whole mountain.
但是神比这个火还厉害。
But God is even more powerful than the fire.
所以神让以利亚观看他经过的这个大有能力的现象。
And when Elijah was there to watch the awesome work of God.
就是要让他再立经历神的同在那一种能力。
This is to let him see once again the mighty power and guidance of God.
因此我们在属灵侍奉上遇到了危机，我们不想服侍神。
And therefore, sometimes when we encounter crisis in our servitude and we don't want to serve God any longer,
我们要求神啊，让我们对他的能力有再一次的体验跟认识。
We will ask God once again to show his power to us so we can experience and be strengthened again.
当以利亚他的心注重在耶洗别要杀他，他就跑掉了。
When Elijah put his focus on the fact that Jezebel was about to kill him, he lost his power.
但是神现在要他注意的是，神是大有能力的神。
But God wanted Elijah to change his focus on God, the Almighty One.
如果能够注意在神是大有能力的神，他的服事就可以继续。
If he can see that God is Almighty, then his servitude will continue.
所以有时候我们遇到服事很大的困难，我们就不想再做了。
Sometimes when we serve God, we encounter great trouble, then we will not want to serve him anymore.
因为我们所注意的困难。
Because we only look at our problems.
但是如果我们再把这个注意力集中在神的能力上面。
But if we continue to look up into God and see his power among us, then we will be refreshed.
那我们在最困难的环境里面，我们就看到希望。
And then in the hardest of circumstances, we'll have hope.
我们就有力量再来服侍神。
We will have strength renewed to serve him again.
这是神对以利亚服侍的危机的两个回应。
This is the response of God to Elijah's two crises.
第一个给他吃喝。
Firstly, God gave him eat and drink.
第二个叫他站在神面前来看神的能力。
God told him, secondly, to stand in his presence and see the power of God.
好，那我们先来看以利亚在这两次神给他的这一种机会当中，他怎么回应。
Let's look at what happens to Elijah after this was applied to him.
好，我们先来看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
列王记上十九章的第九节。
First Kings chapter 19, verse 9.
他在那里进了一个洞，就住在洞中。神的话临到说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
And there he went into the cave, spent the night in that place, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
还没有见到神的能力以前。
This was before Elijah saw the awesome power of God.
神问他说：“你在这个洞里面做什么？”
The Lord said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
他说：“我在为神大发热心。”
Elijah responded, "I have been very zealous for God."
很可能他真的是大有热心。
It could be true Elijah was very zealous before.
但是如果以利亚躲在洞里面，他能为神做什么？
But if Elijah is hiding himself in a cave, how can he be zealous?
但是他不敢出来，因为出来耶洗别要杀他。
Elijah was afraid to come out and show himself because Jezebel was about to kill him.
但是如果你不敢出来，就没有办法继续做先知的工作。
If Elijah did not come out, then he cannot continue his work as a prophet of God.
那第二次，当神显这个能力给他看以后
，So second time after God has shown him his mighty and awesome power，
第二次神就问他
，Then second time when God asked him the same question，
在十三节
，In verse 13，
以利亚，你在这里做什么？下半句
，Elijah， what are you doing here？
他说我为神大发热心。
Here again, Elijah responded, "I've been very zealous for God."
还是一样，他躲在洞里面大发热心。
Again, he was hiding himself in a cave, saying, "I'm being very zealous here."
今天神要我们出去传福音。
Today, when God asks us to go out and preach the gospel,
这个出去传福音有很多的困难。
It's very difficult for us to go out there and proclaim the gospel.
如果每一个人躲在家里面，躲在教会里面来大发热心。
If everyone is very zealous, but we're hiding in a church, hiding in our homes.
热心本身是好，但是躲在洞里面发热心，能够对圣工有什么帮助？
Then how effective will be our zealousness if we don't go out?
但是当我们要出去传，困难就来了。
But as soon as we step out to proclaim the gospel, then the troubles will come.
所以神让他看到这些能力，主要是要加添他信心，不要怕，就出去。
But God wanted to reinforce through this awesome power that it is okay, you can go out, I'll be with you.
但似乎这个能力的显现给他看，没有改变以利亚躲在洞中的这个事实。
Yet after God displayed such awesome power, Elijah did not change his thoughts.
第二个。
Secondly,
我们看以利亚他下半句讲什么。
So what did Elijah say in the second part?
我们看列王记上十九章。
First Kings chapter 19.
十九章的第十节下半句。
Second half of verse 10, chapter 19.
这里说， 因为以色列人背弃你的约，毁坏你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。
Says, for the children of Israel has forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life.
这句话以利亚重复两次。
And this word, Elijah repeated twice in the presence of God.
就是在十四节。
In verse 14.
他们用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。
They have killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left. They seek to take my life.
真的，有时候我们对神发热心的时候，会有这样感觉。
So sometimes when we are zealous for God, we will have this feeling.
大家灵性都不够好，只有我最好。
That everybody's spirituality is inferior to mine.
大家都不关心教会的事情，好像只有我一个最关心教会的事情。
Nobody cares about the church but me. I'm the only one.
那这样的想法有什么不对？
And what is wrong with this concept?
我们先来看十九章。
Let's look at chapter 19.
十八节。
Verse 18.
但在我的以色列人中，为自己留下7000是未曾向巴利屈膝的，未曾与巴利亲嘴的。
Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him.
整个以色列百姓是神的选民。
All of Israel is the chosen people of God.
他们是神所宝贵的。
They are precious in the sight of God.
他们是跟神立约的。
They are the ones who have.A covenant with God.
所以复兴以色列百姓信仰这一件事情是神的工作。
And so to revive the faith of the nation of Israel is the work of God.
难道神用以利亚去做？
And God chose to use Elijah to do this.
但是对以利亚来讲，只剩我一个人。如果我不出去，我不做的话，好像就没有希望了。
So Elijah thought to himself that he was the only one. If he had not done it, then everything is doomed.
但是对神来讲，我还留7000个人。
But in the eyes of God, he still had reserved 7,000 to serve him.
神对他的国有他的计划。
God has his plans for his kingdom.
所以我们不要对教会太悲观。
So we shouldn't be too pessimistic about our outlook for our church future.
教会的事情是神的事情。
Our church's future is God's work.
神在每一个时代会预备他的工人。
In every age and generation, God will raise his people to serve him.
他为自己留下七千个人。
And he will reserve 7,000 to serve him.
在80年代。
In 1980s.
我在看到教会的青年。
I saw the youth of the church.
那个时候也有一点担心。
I was worried.
甚至在学生联会，我曾经讲了，这现在青年都是看重世界。
And then, even during the spiritual convocation, I'll say today's generation only cares about the world.
现在回头过来看，我那个时候讲错了。
And when I look back to what I said back then, I was wrong.
事实上，从80年代到现在，教会很多很热心的青年出来。
Actually, from the 80s to now, there has been many zealous servants of God coming from the youth.
为什么？
Why?
因为教会的发展是神的工作。
Because the development of the church is the work of God.
神有他的计划。
God has his personal plan.
如果神的灵稍微感动一个人，他没有做圣工，他睡不着的。
If God's spirit even touches a person, that person will be so zealous he could not even sleep.
但是如果我们把这想做，只有我一个很清醒，其他人都败坏了，这个很危险。
But today we are very self-centered, we say it is only I who is zealous and no one else is, then we are very pessimistic.
这个就是以利亚的心态。
And this is the concept of Elijah here, which is incorrect.
那既然神没有办法改变他。
And so, since God is unable to change Elijah,
那神就叫他做下一件事情。
Then God commanded him to do the next thing.
我们看列王记上十九章。
In 1 Kings chapter 19.
列王记上十九章。
1 Kings chapter 19.
十六节。
Verse 16.
又高宁氏的孙子耶户做以色列王，并且高亚哈米拉人撒法的儿子伊利沙做先知接续你。
And you shall anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel, and Elisha, son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, that you should anoint as prophet in your place.
所以对以利亚家只有剩我一个人。
So according to Elijah, I'm the only one left.
但是神说，你去告以利沙，他要接续你。
But God said for him to go anoint Elisha, who will take over your work.
那接下去我们看以利沙做的工作跟以利亚非常有能力。
And we'll see that in the following chapters that Elisha was just as powerful with Elijah.
在神的国中上，神有预备。
We must have the faith that in the kingdom of God, God will prepare.
当神看重我们，
when God looks upon us,
我们要珍惜。
We need to treasure it.
但是如果这个机会放掉，
but if we lose this opportunity,
神会用其他的人。
God will choose servants from elsewhere.
神预备了七千个人。
God had prepared 7,000.
所以我们对神的事情绝对是乐观的。
And so we should always be positive in our outlook of God's work.
啊，因为这是神在当主。
Because God is our master and Lord.
他有他的计划。
He has sovereignty to decide and design.
唱诗。
Sing him.
497首。
497.
越久，内心越光明，越甜美。
The longer that we serve Him, the brighter our hearts and sweeter it'll be.
我越会珍惜服事。
Then we will treasure this time of servitude.
这是真的。
And this is true.
所以，怎么在我们服事当中培养一个从上头光照我们那种积极、正面、光明的态度？这个非常重要。
And so, how can we develop this positive attitude? That's filled with the light of God in His servitude.
啊，神是光。
That God is light.
啊，被神充满的人。
Those who are filled by Him.
是光明的，是积极的。
Is bright and is zealous.
啊，所以我们需要求神常常光照我们。
And so we need to always ask that God's light shine upon our hearts.
我们现在要来祷告。
We now will pray.
啊，求神的圣灵浇灌充满我们。
We ask that the Lord's Spirit fill within us.
啊，我们把教会的圣工。交托在神的手里。
We also entrust the sacred work of the church into His hands.
神有他的预备。
God has His preparation.
我们只要做我们应该做的本分。
We only need to carry out our own duty.
神会带领。
And God will guide.
那要祷告求圣灵，要接受安守祷告的，请我们到前面来。
Anyone seeking blessings, please feel free to come forward.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
And let's pray together now.